Unto You, a Christmas Sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The angel can tell those shepherds and tell us, this child has been born unto you. This child has been born for you.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift before the end of the year. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2011.
I don't see how the party that says it's the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century.
This is the epiphany moment. This is the road to Damascus moment for Republicans and conservatives. Newt Gingrich can possibly provide fodder for that epiphany or for that collective corporate epiphany on behalf of Republicans and conservatives.
I'm proud to say that I managed to get a doctorate in economics, get tenured at a major university, write two books, raise two children, eight foster children, and I have never read a single issue of Ms. Magazine.
If there's no teaching that man is utterly corrupt and deserving God's wrath, then there's certainly no room for the gospel.
Duluth, Minnesota letter carriers love issues, etc.
Well, the political pundits have called him the GOP candidate from central casting. He seems to have all the characteristics that the GOP is looking for in a presidential candidate, but he can't break out from more than about 20% approval rating at this point among likely GOP voters. Why? Well, it has to do with the fact that he's also a Mormon. Now, this is the second time that the GOP voter has gotten a chance to look at Mitt Romney as a potential for the presidential office. They don't seem to be expressing a lot of enthusiasm. There's a reason for that. There's a new Pew poll out that shows that while they're cautious about him in the primary, if he is the candidate, they throw caution to the wind and they're ready to support him 100%. We'll try and figure this out in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 29th of November. Carrie Funk joins us from the Pew Research Center to talk about that new poll. Then Serge Trifkovic will be our guest. We'll talk about elections in Egypt, in particular Christians in Egypt as well. Dr. Stephen Hine will be our guest to talk about Christian relics. In particular, there's a story about the belt of the Virgin Mary that has been moved from a church in Greece to Russia, and people in, well, at least the half million, some people are estimating the millions, are coming to see this Christian relic. We'll talk about Christian relics in general. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend some time talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, and then Dr. Joel Heck is going to join us. Today, the church remembers Old Testament figure. He's a prophet. He's a lot of things. But he's also a man of, well, legend and many Sunday school stories, Noah and the Great Flood. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Leave your questions or comments on Noah at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Carrie Funk is senior researcher at the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. She joins us to talk about Mitt Romney and GOP voters. Carrie, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
Can your latest poll help explain why candidate Mitt Romney has kind of stalled in the 20% range with likely GOP voters as the field stands now?
Yeah, this has been the real puzzle of the nomination race, is kind of why isn't Mitt Romney getting more traction? One of the kind of main theories that gets floated around is that his Mormon faith is a hindrance to support. And what we're seeing in this latest Pew Research survey is that his Mormon faith does seem to be a bit of a factor in the nomination race, but it doesn't look like it's going to hurt him in a general election matchup.
Why is that?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that the voters who are a little more tepid towards Romney, particularly evangelical Protestants in the Republican Party, when they also are very strongly against President Obama. So when you come to a general election matchup, they are just as strong in their support for Romney against Obama as other religious groups.
Would that indicate that if he does become the GOP nominee, we should expect his numbers to rise to a healthier level of support among likely GOP voters, even those that are concerned right now?
Yeah, one of the things we're seeing in this survey is when you ask people about a general election matchup, Romney actually does better among all voters against Obama than any of the other GOP candidates.
Now, let's talk about how Americans' opinions on Mormonism in general have changed or not changed in recent years. This is the second time that the electorate has had a chance to see Mitt Romney, probably one of the best known Mormons, especially in this race. Has anything changed?
That's right. I mean, you know, there are about 2% of the general population are themselves Mormon, but Mormonism as a religion is not particularly well known. About half of the public says that they know nothing or just a little about the religion. Only about half say they know personally someone who is Mormon. And people tend to think of it as something a little different. About two-thirds of the public says that they consider Mormonism different from their own religious beliefs. About 20% say that they consider Mormonism and their own beliefs to have a lot in common. So it is something a little different. There's a kind of another way in which you can get at that is just asking people whether or not you think of Mormonism as a Christian religion. And there about half the people say that it is, and about 3 in 10 say that it's not. But when it comes to change, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but when it comes to change, actually, we haven't seen much change. We asked these same questions in 2007, and you really just don't see any change over the past 4 years.
So as a whole, the American electorate doesn't seem to have learned much more about Mormonism one way or the other than the last time they got a chance to look at Mitt Romney.
Yeah, awareness and beliefs about Mormonism as a religion look to be about the same. It hasn't really shifted much at all.
What about other candidates in the GOP race that are outspoken Mormons?
Meaning John Huntsman?
Yeah.
We don't know a lot about people's beliefs about Huntsman. What I think maybe is of interest in terms of Mormonism is just how many people actually know that Mitt Romney is a Mormon. And there you see about half of the voters know that he's a Mormon. It's a little higher among Republican voters. And that is higher than, let's say, in comparison to Herman Cain, being aware that he's a Protestant, being aware that Rick Perry is, in fact, an evangelical Protestant. So, you know, that's about half. But, of course, that also means lots of people don't know about Romney's Mormonism.
You also did some research on general impressions of Mormonism, not in particular the question about whether it's a Christian religion, but positive, negative impression. Tell us about that.
You know, again, since it's not particularly well known, we just ask people in their own words what one word would describe the Mormon religion. I mean, you get a wide range of responses to that kind of question. Anything from it's different to it's that it's a cult, which was one of the more common responses, to positive things about the faithfulness and kind of devout practices of Mormons.
So how would you summarize it? Is it at this point positive, neutral, negative, a general impression, if you're going to summarize it?
I think overall I'd say it actually is that mix of things. You do get a reasonable mix of positive, neutral, and negative comments about Mormonism. I think one of the things that is most striking is that it's just not very well known or understood.
With respect to those who are likely GOP voters, how many of them would say that Romney's faith in particular, that particular issue, is an issue for them?
Right. And so here you're seeing that when you ask people, does Romney's religion make a difference to you and your vote? Among all Republican voters, 8% say it makes them less likely to vote for Romney. About 44% say it makes no difference in their vote. And, of course, another group doesn't know about Romney's religion. Now, that goes up a little bit among evangelical Republicans. So you see that among that group, 15% say it would make them less likely to vote for Romney.
Then, if you would, we talked about this earlier, but how does the latest survey bring to light kind of the anti-incumbent mood among GOP voters?
Well, I think what you're seeing is both in terms of vote preferences, but also in terms of personal impressions, personal what we call the favorability ratings of the candidates. You're seeing just really strong negative views about President Obama, and particularly negative among evangelical Republicans. And really, in terms of the other candidates, a mix of views with with definitely room for greater awareness about the GOP candidates among all voters in, coming up in the general election.
Are you able to compare, and because he was not the candidate last time,
but
Are you able to compare favorable, unfavorable ratings, the relationship between those for Romney and for President Obama when President Obama was not president yet but still running? Is the negative impression stronger among GOP voters now than it was when President Obama was running for president?
That is a good question. I'm not sure if I know the answer at the tip of my tongue about where do these two candidates stack up at the same place. I mean, as you know, Romney was vying for the GOP nomination 4 years ago, and in terms of his image, it's not particularly changed over time. You know, there are still his kind of ratio of people who have a favorable opinion to unfavorable looks about the same. And, of course, there's about 20% who don't really know enough about him to have an opinion.
Finally, then, what can Romney strategists learn from your latest poll?
I think the most striking thing for the nomination race is to kind of stick to your plan, because in the general election matchup, you're going to be able to pull those Republican voters together. At least it looks like they are willing to unify and coalesce behind any of these GOP candidates, because they are unified against President Obama.
Carrie Funk is a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life, based in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about their new poll on Mitt Romney's Mormon faith at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carrie, thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about Christian relics. There's a story in the news. I saw it circulating on Facebook. The alleged belt of the Virgin Mary has been taken from a church in Greece to Russia, where many, they're even calling it a Russian Orthodox revival, where many in the country are seeking healing and fertility by coming into contact with this Christian relic. This is an ancient practice in the church. We'll talk about Christian relics in general with Dr. Stephen Hine when we come back. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
How is it that many of the champions of the Great Commission actually deny what the Great Commission says? I've written part two of the Not So Great Commission for the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Ellie Caro writes about the uncertainty of personal moral improvement and the certainty of the external promises of God. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.